Words are basically everywhere in our world. Everybody has them around them. Everybody communicates with words. We read, we hear words. They make us angry, they make us happy. It evokes a lot of emotions. So we felt that that would be a very good starting point for artists to be able to create their artworks for the show. I'm Susan Murphy, and I'm the exhibition officer here at the Wangaratta Art Gallery.
Good morning, I'm Kay Freeman, and I'm one of the artists in the show.
And I'm Tony Flint, and I'm another artist in the show.
Susan, words that matter, how do you sum it up?
This exhibition is a showcase for some of the best artists in the region. It's an eclectic mix of different styles. There's abstract and pictorial. There's sculptures, paintings, printmaking, textiles, and also an interactive piece.
Tony, what's your work called?
One's called Metallica and the other one is called Island in the Sun. I'm a collector of music, traditional music, pop music, and I take a lot of titles from particular records I've heard or songs I've heard. These two works are from a show I had recently in Benalla Art Gallery called Helter Skelter. And so you've got the old Harry Belafonte song, Islands in the Sun, and Metallica is from the group Metallica, heavy metal group.
How did you interpret these words?
Look, they're to do with my ideas on climate change. Most of my work over my career, probably 35 odd years, has been landscape, to do with the landscape and to do with the environment and how we look at the environment. And I'm a great believer in climate change. I've lived long enough to see changes in weather and see how it is changing. And it's a serious thing. If you've got a serious issue, I think it's good to let it out and share it. I worked in the mining industry off and on for quite a few years, especially in the copper smelt and uranium smelter in South Australia, Roxby Downs. And the colours are directly from that smelting process, the metallurgical process. So I've incorporated that into the landscapes. So they look a bit apocalyptic. And they're acrylics on panels, on three-ply panels.
As we stand in front of your artwork, what do you hope other people that do the same get out of it?
It's got to draw people in. All works have got to attract people. You can't scare them away. They're quite pretty works, as you can see, but they have a dark message to them. So once you get their attention, you let them figure it out for themselves. They look at the title. They say, yeah, I can respond to that. I get that or I don't get it. And that's what an artwork is about. It's like poetry or songs. It's a communication.
Kay's here as well. Kay, we'll walk over to your work a bit closer. What were your words that matter?
For this one, it's called Tibet D17. This one is from a series of work that I'm still doing called, they're all called Tibet, but then they've got a number afterwards. I call my paintings, I call them drawings in paint because I draw. I think Tony's work is paintings. They're really beautiful. They're blended. They're really kind of soft, whereas mine are like really hard-edged and a little more like drawings. And I use oil paint and I use oil pastels, so I draw it back into it. And a lot of my other work, I use graphite pencils as well, so I draw into them. I collect colours all my life, and I've been looking at, you know, the different robes that the Tibetan lamas wear or that the Pope wears or different kinds of people, the clothes they wear and what the colours represent. And so these particular colours are taken from the robes of the lamas. And what I've done is combined the lamas' colours with very organic shapes that we can all kind of relate to but not quite sure how we do. But it's like an essence that's always there, which is kind of like what Tibetan Buddhism is. It's like this essence.
And your other piece, where's that?
This is called The Listener. And I'm a terrible thief, and I often steal my titles from poetry, especially John Burnside. And when I first heard him reading his poetry, I just had to, like I said to Susan, I had to pull my car over and just listen. What I love about his work is it doesn't pinpoint anything. You just have this sense of something, and it's like that little thing that's just behind you or that dream you have just as you wake up. And I would hope that my painting kind of feels like that. You just kind of don't really know what it is, but it's got that sense of something familiar.
For both of you, for Tony as well, was it hard to come up with that word to interpret?
No.
Especially when you're surrounded by them in the studio.
I've got them everywhere. I just love them.
Yeah, when you're thinking of titles, sometimes, I mean, you can easily put, you know, painting one, painting two, painting three, but it's a good communication to have a title that does mean something, and the viewer can look at it and they can interpret for themselves, and the title has got a lot to do with that.
It's like a key into the painting, because they don't know what's going on in our heads. It's great to have works that are untitled. I think that that works for other people, but for me, I like to have that. It just gives you that little way in, somewhere to start from.